So to get a large energy separation, we then will use a superconducting magnet. Now, when I went through honours, superconducting magnets were overseas. Like, I wasn't in Z. I'm pretty sure there were no superconducting magnets when I went through. We had a 90 megahertz instrument, which had a value sort of down in here for the applied magnetic field. So Tesla is the strength of the magnetic field. And what you're looking at then is from a small magnet up to a big magnet here, and we were really looking like a baby magnet down in here. The other way to look at the strength of the magnetic field is looking at the strength of the radio frequency field that we must apply to the nucleus to get an absorption from the low energy state to the high energy state. The frequency of radiation is in the megahertz because nuclear magnetic resonance is working in the radio frequency range. And what we get out of this figure then is a relationship between the strength of the applied magnetic field and the difference in energy. In other words, the stronger the magnetic field, the bigger the energy separation. And that then can be related to our frequency in terms of the absorption of